on you. Because you're mine.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Happy Halloween from WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
I got it wrong.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Stay warm this week as we will return shortly with new shows and music from our DJs and faculty in Oneonta. To learn more about news happening in town, visit the City of Oneonta's page and stay connected with us on Instagram. Have a great break and keep it locked.
Good morning, everybody out there in Oneonta, surrounding areas, anybody listening in the world. This is What's in Your Pocket with DJ Nosfer Mark II coming in live from the basement of Hunt Union, SUNY Oneonta, home of Red Dragon Radio, where we play vinyl every morning till the cows come home, which is right around 9 o'clock, actually. We're going to start this morning off with an amazing song about a little bit of a historical thing over there in the European land.
In ancient times, hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived a strange race of people, the Druids. No one knows who they were or what they were doing. She remains hewn into the living rock of Stonehenge. Children dance to the pipes of Pan. to us if we were here tonight?
Good morning, everybody. Thursday. This is episode 17, What's in Your Pocket? DJ Nos for Mark II. We started off with a little bit of Spinal Tap there in the morning, and there's actually a new movie coming out, Spinal Tap 2, which is amazing. So, that's going to be coming out. I don't know when. I think the filming is at least started for that. Anyways, I tried to do a live stream and they took it down, as they always do. We started off this morning with a little bit of Spinal Tap, listening to some Stonehenge. Where are they now, the little people of Stonehenge? And then we went over to Twisted Sister, Dee Snider, and the boys. I Want to Rock. That song is awesome. It's also, there's a great cameo by the band in that song in the ending of Pee-wee's Big Adventure when he's rolling around Hollywood, the Hollywood sets there, like, he, on his bike, he, like, goes through the filming of that video or whatever. One of my friends also, Chappie, if you're out there, I think he told me this once. He's in Massapequa, and that's Dee Snider's around there or somewhere, Long Island, or grew up there or something of that nature. But I guess he comes to or came to the holiday concert at the high school every once in a while or something like that, and would sing the 12 Days of Christmas, and instead of Partridge in a Pear Tree, he would say, "I want to rock." If anybody lived in Massapequa or witnessed this, please let me know. You can call in and tell me if this is true or not. 607-436-2711 here at WONY. Cool. We're going to play a little bit of Pink Floyd now. So my favorite Floyd album is Metal. I love that album. I think it's great. I think it's the perfect blend of the weirdness and also of some straight good tunes on there. So going to play a little Fearless for you.
I guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want. You might use it if you feel better. When you
Steely Dan for you. Ricky, don't lose that number. It's a good one. I like that song. The good old Dan. I like Steely Dan. They got their thing going on. It's funny. I was talking to Album of the Year, all these kind of Grammy things with somebody. And it was when they released Two Against Nature back, whatever, I don't know, 20 years ago, whatever it was, and that one Album of the Year. I don't think it was Album of the Year, but I get it. It was kind of like a, you know, relic award, achievement award at the same time. But I was, you know, the Grammys are the Grammys, and they're what they're for, and they celebrate new music and people's accomplishments so much. And, you know, this year the country album went to Beyonce, and I loved that. Some people really complained about it. They're still complaining about it. Cowboy Court is awesome. I love that album. You don't have to like it. Is it a full country album? It's a blend of a bunch of different things. There's enough in there, I think, for me to call it a country album. But it doesn't matter what I think. It's what the Grammy board thinks and whatever. And some people think that Jay-Z just bought that? I don't believe that. I think that was voted in. It's pretty awesome. Some people were saying Chris Stapleton should have won it. And I listened. The Chris Stapleton album is really good. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. It's good. But it didn't break any barriers or anything. It's just a straight-up good country album. There's no surprises. It's not invasive, which is cool from time to time. But I always think the Grammys and a music award should be, you know, kind of going out to the things that break barriers, do new things, or fresh sound. New. If we stay old, it gets boring. And as you know, they say, the comfort zone is a great place where nothing grows. Get out of that comfort zone, people. Get out of that comfort zone. We're going to check out some Talking Heads right now of Little Creatures, and She Was.
She's making sure she's not dreaming. thanks very much for such a warm welcome. I'm a little lost for words tonight because I've been honored by so many real great musicians. They've been so wonderful. They've done such magnificent performances. And so here we are in the position of following all these great people. And we just hope that you will enjoy these things. We'll start by scratching the surface.
Just listen to some Duke Ellington from 1958, Newport Jazz Festival, Scratching the Surface. Yesterday, I had a call from the great Will Lanavoniana, and he was requesting Festival Junction, which is off of the 1956 Ellington Newport album, which kind of was the relaunch of Ellington's career. Was a pretty popular album. And I don't have that one. I have the 1958, which was the follow-up album to that series. If anybody has the 1956 Newport Jazz Fest Ellington album, I believe there's two different releases. There's one that's like 40 minutes, and then there's the one that has the big, like, Gonsalves, like, 24-chorus solo or whatever the hell it was. That's like an extra 30 minutes longer. If anybody has that, wants to donate it to the radio station, that would be awesome. If not, I might just have to pick that up at some point. I think I had that on CD when I was in the college years of my life, when I had a giant CD collection. I still might have it. I don't know. I donated a bunch of CDs to the local library years ago because I just wasn't listening to them anymore. Anyways, hump, 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 hump day. Everything is good in the world. So here we go. Here's the... That's not hump day. Is that hump day? No, yesterday was hump day. Today's Thursday. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Everything's thrown off for me because I didn't do the show on Monday because I was on a road trip. So I keep thinking today is Wednesday, but it's not. It's actually Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday... there is a opening, a members show at Cato in Oneonta on 4th Ave from 5 to 7. Might go 5 to 8, actually. But it might be 5 to 7. 5 o'clock. Starts at 5 o'clock. I would get there sometime between 5 and 7 to check it out. All of our members are showing their artwork. And there's always some drinks, some very light food, and Chris Riffle's going to be there playing some background music as well. You come check him out, and yeah, support your local arts. So here is the joke of the day. What happened when the parsley farmer got sued? What happened when the parsley farmer got sued? Well, the answer for you soon. Going to listen to an odd track, not a well-known one, off from Aerosmith that was released on one of their classic live albums, Columbia, and they put these out in the 80s. And this is, although it was on a live album, it was a studio track that was previously unreleased. I believe the only versions of it are from here, and there's one on the box, at the Pandora's box, that came out sometime in the 90s by Columbia. And this is called Major Barbara. It's a pretty amazing Aerosmith tune, actually. Hope you enjoy. Checking out some Bach. Gonna play a little bit of Bach every day for the next foreseeable future. Going through the Yo-Yo Ma cello suites that he recorded on Compete Cello Suites. That was cello suite number 1 in G major, the Alamann second movement, BWV 1007. Before that, we had Major Barbara by Aerosmith, and joke of the day, right? What happened to the parsley farmer when he got sued? Do you know what happened to him? Well, he had his wages garnished. Once again, I apologize, but it's all part of the game. We're going to listen to some Pearl Jam right now. So this is the first track off that first album that we all popped on after we had heard, you know, Alive. When that song came out, everybody was like going crazy, right? So we all went out and bought the Pearl Jam album, 10. And this is the first song on that album, Once. So good. That entire album is so good.
Thank you. toil since time begun. Though I may sail on many seas, the shores will always be home to me. Oh, island in the sun,
in the sun,
built to me by my father's,
by my father's hand.
All my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand.
When morning breaks,
surging tide.
I hope the day will never come that I get away to the sound of drums.
Never let me miss carnival with your lips of songs philosophical.
Little Righteous Brothers there, Island in the Sun. Harry Belafonte wrote that, I believe. Before that, we listened to Once by Pearl Jam off of 10. Anybody else out there in the land of radio go see Pearl Jam on that original tour there, the Lollapalooza tour with Soundgarden? That was crazy. It was like Lollapalooza 2. It was totally insane. I saw it at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, and it was wild. It was, you know, whatever. One of the highlights probably of my high school life there, which was pretty amazing. So once again, this was episode 17, What's in Your Pocket, DJ Nos for Mark II. Going to leave you today with a song off of Let It Be. Probably my favorite song on that album. I'm digging a pony for you. So anyways, I'll see you tomorrow for Fridays, 45 Fridays. And this is Nosferatu signing off. Keep it locked. WONY 90.9 FM, home of Red Dragon Radio.
Anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh, I do a road hug where you can penetrate any place you go. Yes, you can penetrate any place you go. Everything has got to be divine.
everything you are. Yes, you can radiate everything you are. Oh, now I roll a stone in, where you can imitate everyone you know. Yes, you can imitate everyone.
WONY Oneonta, New York.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Stay warm this week as we will return shortly with new shows and music from our DJs and faculty in Oneonta. To learn more about news happening in town, visit the City of Oneonta's page and stay connected with us on Instagram. Have a great break and keep it locked.
Watch Bachelorette in bed while I smoke about the exile. It's true, I had my chakra too. Boom, boom.